Just look right at me. I got a great children's story tonight. Wow, that's a good one. I want you to listen very carefully. You got to give me your eyes so I know you're listening. And after the service, if you listen good and your parents say it's okay, I got a ring pop for you in the back. Okay? Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw them on the floor. That way nobody has to touch anything. And what you don't get, I'll pick up and put my back in the bucket. So you can go all over. So we'll move all the adults out of the way. And we'll just throw them all over. And you guys can dive in, okay? And that'll be good, all right? But you're going to get one at a time. All right? So that's one per person. All right? How many of you know what that means? You know what that means? Okay, all right. That's good. All right. Okay. Long time ago, King David, he wasn't king. He had just defeated Goliath. And all of a sudden, the ladies began to sing a song. Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000. That's right. And Saul got jealous. Oh, it was awful. Saul took a javelin, spear, and tried to kill David with it. He was so mad he even tried to kill Jonathan, his own son, because he defended David. So he got 3,000 of his best men, like the Green Beret, like the Navy SEALs, and he goes after David. And he goes around one side of a mountain, and David's on the other side of the mountain. And now God's always protecting David. Now David knew that, but oh man, his men, 600 men, they were scared to death. And so they slipped into a cave. So they're all inside this cave like this, and Saul is outside of this 300 men. They're looking for him everywhere. And so it comes to night, and Saul said, let's go in and get some rest, guys. We can't find him yet. So they all go in, and Saul, he gets in there and he lays down in this place called Engedi. He lays down in the cave. Guess where David is? Anybody know? Where was David? He was in the cave right behind Saul. His soldiers, David's soldiers, said, kill him, David. Kill him. Now's your chance. He's your enemy. He's been mad bad to you. Pay him back. Now, tonight you got to remember, as you grow up, there'll be people that'll be bad to you. There'll be people that don't treat you right. But the Lord says for us to love our enemies and do good to them that do bad to us. So David pulls out his knife, and I'm sure his soldiers are saying, he's going to do it, he's going to do it. And he takes over and he cuts off the bottom of his robe. He's got a kingly robe on. So he cuts off the hem of it, puts it in his pocket. You didn't kill him. He's after us. He's trying to kill us, and you take a souvenir. What's going on? So pretty soon, gets up. Oh, good rest. He goes outside, and he goes off a couple hundred yards, and all of a sudden, oh, King Saul! David? And David bows down. Yes, Saul, I just want you to know I'm not your enemy. I want you to know I'm your friend. And he pulls out that piece of his robe. And he said, look at the bottom of your robe. I could have killed you tonight. And my men bade me do it, but I told them no, because you're God's choice servant to be king, and I'm not going to touch you. I'll leave you to the Lord. And that's the lesson I want you to learn tonight. If somebody doesn't do you right, let the Lord be the judge, because he always does you right. If someone doesn't do you right, leave it to the Lord. How many of you got a brother or a sister? How many of you got a brother or sister that sometimes maybe doesn't treat you right? Don't raise your hand. But what should you do? Pay them back? No. You pray for them and you let the Lord be the judge and you do what is right. So Saul says, oh my goodness. Does anybody know what Saul's response to that was? Saul's heart broke. He said, David, you're more righteous than I am. He said, when you become king, because you have all the qualities of a king, would you not kill my family? Because see, when kings took over, they wanted to kill all the possible successors to the old kings. So they would kill all their family. And David said, I promise, I won't. And David kept his promise. David is an example in the Old Testament of what God wants to be in the New Testament when it comes to people that treat us bad. So you remember, when somebody treats you bad, you do them good. And you may not have a chance to do them good, but you can always get down and say, Lord, would you bless my brother? Would you bless my sister? They didn't do me right, but Lord, you be the judge. And God will richly bless you. Does anybody know who became king after Saul? Zach. King David. That's right. So God blessed David for doing what was right, and he'll bless you.